But is my impact big enough? If you've ever asked yourself this question, this episode is for you. This has nothing to do with impact and everything to do with how insignificant you feel. And yes, I'm calling you out. You're questioning the value of your impact because you're questioning your significance. You've become fixated on comparing yourself with others and desperately want to do what they're doing because it looks more significant than what you're doing. And this shit has to stop. Tune into this episode and learn why questioning the significance of your impact is holding you back from experiencing the fullest expression of your gifts, why your purpose is unique to you, and 5 steps to help you own the significance of your impact. I am looking for conscious thought leaders who don't believe in sacrificing integrity for popularity, leaders who value congruency over image, connection over division, and collaboration over competition. If that's you, I invite you to apply to become one of the 10 leaders in the Thought Leader Collective. Head to www.rubyfremont.com/TLC for more info. And FYI, as of this episode recording, only 8 seats remain. Now, whether you're a loyal thought leader or a brand new listener, please take a moment to download a few episodes and drop a rating and review on iTunes. Now it is time to own the significance of your impact. Let's do this. Welcome to today's Thought Leader, where I'm challenging you to rise up, speak up, and create a movement. I'm your host, Ruby Fremon, and I'm here as a catalyst for you, the new generation of thought leaders. I'm a kick-ass life coach, a bullshit detector, and courageous communicator. I'll show you how to gain visibility, build a cult following, and create impact while increasing your income. Join me every week as I dive into raw and real conversations that will help you amplify your presence, influence, and impact. It's time to unapologetically do what you're here to do and do it your way. So get ready, thought leaders, and let's make shit happen. Hey, thought leaders, I am back with another edition of Thursday's Thought. And today, I want to talk about something that's been coming up a lot with my clients and, with quite a few people who I've been having conversations with. And this isn't something new. This is something that I've been aware of because the majority of my clients have encountered this at some point in their journey. And it's the question, but is my impact big enough? Is my purpose big enough? Is my vision big enough? Is my impact big enough? And maybe you've asked yourself this question as well. Maybe you've asked yourself if the impact that you're creating is big enough, if the niche market that you're working for is big enough, if your purpose and what you feel like you're called to do is big enough. And when you start to question that, what happens is you start to lose sight of what it is that you're doing. And instead, you start to become obsessed with what more you can do. So you start to disconnect from the impact that you're already creating, because you're trying to chase the next shiny thing. You're trying to chase something that is bigger that may actually not be meant for you. So when we say things like, is my impact big enough? When we question the bigness of our impact, what you're really feeling is that your impact isn't significant enough. And when you feel as if your impact isn't significant enough, what you're really feeling is that you're not significant enough. And you need to validate your significance through your impact. Yeah, that's where I would add the sound effect for a mic drop, but I don't have that sound effect yet. But yeah, if you've ever felt this, if you've ever questioned your impact or your vision or your purpose, and questioned it in terms of, is it big enough? Then what you're actually feeling is you're feeling insignificant. You're not feeling significant enough, and you feel as though you need to validate your significance through the impact that you are creating. And that's a big pill to swallow. Own your shit, people. Own your shit. I had to do this too. Back in the day when I first started coaching, I started as a self-love coach because that was where I was at in my journey. And I don't regret it. I did some really significant work as a self-love coach. And again, that's where I was in my evolutionary journey. That's what I was equipped to work with. And I was really amazing at it. And during that time, I was comparing myself a lot to my peers. So I was blessed with a speaking gig very, very early on in my career as a coach. And at that speaking gig, I connected with some pretty high impact, high caliber coaches, coaches who were all over social media, all over YouTube, had thousands and thousands of views. And I was feeling insignificant next to them. I was comparing myself to them. And these were my peers for a few years. And for those years, I was always questioning why they didn't recognize the depth of my work and why they didn't actually want to work with me. What I came to realize is that it was me not really owning the depth of my work and that they're actually not my ideal clients. I continued my evolution and I moved from self-love coach to transformational coach to the work that I do now with leaders and voice activations. And this is really, truly what I feel I've been called to do. And everything that I've done before this, the self-love coaching, the transformational coaching, everything beyond that, my story, my history, my experiences, all of this has led me to where I am today and has equipped me with the tools that I am equipped with to do the work that I do with my incredible clients. And I would be lying if I were to say that I don't question my impact. I definitely do still question my impact. And I'm aware of this. And it's through that awareness that we get to create change, right? So comparison aggravates these feelings of being insignificant. When you are constantly comparing yourself to your peers, to other people doing the same work as you, of course you're going to question, is my impact big enough? Of course you are. And this is why it's so important to stay in your own lane. I mean, right now, we are seeing a rise in the coaching industry, an influx of coaches who are now working with quote unquote high performers or seven-figure clients or even eight-figure clients. And I know you've seen this. Like, there are a lot of coaches popping up saying, hey, I'm working with high performers or seven-figure clients or eight-figure clients. And it's like, when the fuck did you create that change? Right? When the fuck did you start to work with those clients? And honestly, I know a lot of these people who are claiming to do this work and they are not actually working with these types of clients. They want to. And so they say they are working with these types of clients and they want to because they feel that working with these types of clients is going to increase their impact. So they're chasing significance is what they're chasing. And again, maybe this is you. Maybe you find yourself chasing what someone else is doing because you feel that by doing so, you're going to become more significant. And that is the fastest way for you to fall, for you to become detached from your actual purpose and from your true innate gifts. See, every single person on this planet is gifted in some way. And it's up to us to uncover what those gifts are, to acknowledge what those gifts are, and to utilize those gifts. It's up to us to own our gifts. But when you are constantly comparing yourself to other people and questioning if your impact is big enough and chasing the next big thing, then you are going to become detached from your actual gifts. Okay. Not everyone is equipped to work with high performers or 7 or 8 figure clients. I don't claim to work with them. I work with the conscious thought leaders who value integrity over popularity. And that's not everyone. And that's what I've been learning as I've been diving deeper into this, is it's actually a pretty niche field. But this is what I feel most passionate about. These are the people that I feel most called to work with. And this is what you need to realize, is like, who do you actually innately, when you push aside all the comparison, when you mute out your quote unquote competition or your peers, what is it that you really feel called to do with your gifts, your unique gifts? Who do you feel called to serve? And hint, hint, who we serve as leaders is often who we were a few years ago. Okay, there's a lot of truth to that for good reason. If you think about your experiences in life, okay, yes, you probably have certifications and trainings and all sorts of things, but aside from that, if you think about your experiences in life, every single obstacle that you have overcome, every single roadblock, every trauma, every wound, these are all unique to you, and you have overcome a lot. You have experienced a lot, and all of these things have equipped you with lessons, with insights, with wisdom, with growth. And so it's only natural that we are going to best work with people who we once used to be a few years ago. I mean, it just fucking makes sense. If you are someone who has dealt with, a series of emotionally abusive relationships and you've overcome that cycle, then you're going to be best suited and best gifted to work with people who are stuck in that cycle. And so for you to then say, oh, but nope, I work with 8-figure clients, women working in corporate who want to find the love of their life. Like, no, that's not how it works. That is you going after the next big thing. That is you questioning your significance. That is you questioning whether or not your impact is big enough. What pisses me off the most about this is that when you do this, okay, say you have clients and you're thinking to yourself, but my impact isn't big enough. I need to aim higher. I need to go bigger. I need to go after the high performers or the 8-figure clients or the corporate people and management or CEOs, whatever it is. What you are doing is you are disregarding the impact that you are actually already creating with your clients or with your audience, with the people who look up to you, with the people who you are serving, with the people who are listening to your messages. There is a human being on the other side of your impact, always. And every single human being counts. Every single human being counts. So if you are someone who works with perhaps maybe, 5 or 6 clients, and you're comparing yourself to another person who has a membership site with, 2 million people, whatever it is, whatever the crazy number is, 2 million would be a really crazy membership site. But if you're comparing yourself to someone who has a membership site with thousands upon thousands of people, then what you're doing is you're actually disregarding the 5 or 6 clients that you do have. You're saying that they are not significant enough. That's what you're saying. It's saying that your clients or the people that you're already serving, they aren't significant enough. Would you tell a client or a person in your audience or online community, I'm sorry, but you're not significant enough? Would you actually say that to them? No. Right? And if you think about the impact that you're creating, if you think about the way in which you are impacting these people, whether they're in your online community or in your programs or in your one-on-one, whatever it is, you think about the impact that you are creating with them. That impact is super fucking significant, because every single life matters. And so don't become blind to the impact that you're already creating because you're trying to chase something that's bigger in order to make you feel more significant. Own your significance. Own the significance of the work that you are already doing. Own the significance of your gifts. Own the significance of your clients, of your audience, of your community. Your purpose is yours for a reason. Every single experience has led you to this place. Every single experience, roadblock, wound, trauma that you have overcome has equipped you with tools and insights and wisdom to do the work that you are here to do. Your purpose is yours for a reason. So don't go and try and adopt another person's purpose because it looks bigger. Okay? Don't do that. Only you can create the impact that you are capable of creating. No one else can create that impact. So you need to start owning your significance and stop chasing something bigger to validate your significance. You and the work that you're doing and your gifts and your purpose and your vision and your mission and your cause, all of that is fucking significant. Okay? So you know how I'm a fan of giving you tips and tools and steps to follow to put this into action, right? Because integration is key. So I'm going to give you 5 steps to help you own the significance of your impact. Okay, so if you are not driving, write this down. If you're driving, bookmark this episode and make sure that you take the time to write this shit down because it's good. So 5 steps to help you own the significance of your impact. Step number 1, unfollow people who you frequently compare yourself to, or if it's Facebook, you can hide their posts. This is major. And I know if you are a people pleaser, then you might feel bad about unfollowing people. But what if they notice that I unfollowed them? Who fucking cares, right? Like, this is your well-being that we're talking about. This is you honoring what you need to do to stay in your own lane. So unfollow people who you frequently compare yourself to, or just hide their posts so you don't see their posts. That's step number 1. Step number 2 is to acknowledge the impact that you are already creating. Put it into words. The impact that I'm creating is ... Write that out. And if you need to bullet point a bunch of shit to get to the answer, bullet point a bunch of shit to get to the answer. Okay? Acknowledge the impact that you're creating. Step number 3, and this is an assignment I give to all of my clients, it's to keep a celebration journal where you can celebrate every single experience where your impact is felt. So if your client has made a major shift today, celebrate that in your journal. If your client is celebrating something, celebrate that in your journal. If you got a DM from someone sharing how much they value and appreciate your posts, celebrate that in your journal. And you can take it one step further, and this is something that I do, is create a folder on your desktop, on your laptop, and you can call it whatever you want. You can call it your celebration folder. I call it my happy folder. Feel free to use that. And in that folder, I will save screenshots from people. So whether it's something that they posted on Facebook that was complimentary to the work that I'm doing, or a testimonial that they posted or shared, I will actually take a screenshot of that and stick it in my happy folder so that I have this place on my desktop, in my laptop, that I can go to when I feel disconnected from the impact that I'm creating or I start to feel insignificant. I will go back into that folder, or I'll go through the journal. So that's step number 3. Step number 4 is to stay in your own lane, however you need to make that happen. Okay. So unfollowing people is one way. Another way to stay in your own lane is to really not spend a lot of time on social media. And I know that's difficult when a lot of you run your businesses online, but limit your time, set boundaries for yourselves, do everything possible to stay in your own lane. I always like to visualize those horses with the visors and then actually visualize putting them on. I mean, wouldn't it be funny if someone created something like that where it was like a digital visor and we can only see what we want to see or see like our own shit. I think there are apps like that. Actually, there are apps that automatically close your tabs for you. But anyways, stay in your own lane, people. Stay in your own fucking lane. And then step number 5, surround yourself with people who actually recognize the significance of your impact. People who really support you. This is key. Why the fuck would you surround yourself with people who don't really see you, right? That's only going to add to the feeling of being unseen, to the feeling of being insignificant. Surround yourself with people who see you, who see the impact that you're creating, people who support you, people who support your vision, people who want the best for you, people who are going to help you fucking rise, okay? Surround yourself with those people. And that is going to help you own the significance of your impact. So I'm going to breeze through those 5 steps again, just to drive it home. 5 steps to help you own the significance of your impact. Step number 1, unfollow people who you frequently compare yourself to or hide their posts. Step number 2, acknowledge the impact that you're already creating. Put it into words. Step number 3, keep a celebration journal and or folder on your desktop where you can celebrate every single experience where your impact is felt. Step number 4, stay in your own lane, okay? At whatever cost, whatever you need to do to stay in your own lane, stay in your own fucking lane. And step number 5, surround yourself with people who recognize the significance of your impact, people who truly support you, okay? So this chase that you have for the next big thing for ways in which you can create bigger impact. I'm not saying that we have to settle where we're at. What I'm saying is don't disregard your gifts and your purpose and your vision just because you feel it's not good enough. Okay? Just because you feel it's not significant enough. That comes from comparison. If everyone were in their own lane, if social media didn't exist and you didn't see what everyone else was doing, you would never question the significance of the impact that you are creating. Let's just be honest. You would never fucking question it. So this is about getting in your own lane. This is about staying focused on what it is that you are doing, remaining focused on your vision, on your purpose, on your mission, on your cause, on the impact that you are creating. And let everyone else focus on their shit, okay? Own your significance. Own it. And know that your purpose is yours for a reason. Your gifts are yours for a reason. And the impact that you are creating can only be created by you. Thank you so much for joining me for another edition of Thursday's Thought on Today's Thought Leader, where I'm challenging you to rise up, speak up, and create a movement. Now, I am looking for conscious thought leaders who don't believe in sacrificing integrity for popularity, leaders who value congruency over image, connection over division, and collaboration over competition. If that is you, I invite you to apply to become one of the 10 leaders in the Thought Leader Collective. Head on over to www.rubyframon.com/TLC. For more info. The link will also be in the show notes. And FYI, as of this episode recording, only 8 seats remain. So if that calls to you, apply today. And then be sure to download a few episodes and drop a rating and review on iTunes, because this shit helps. If you dig this podcast and you want to stay in the loop, sign up for my weekly emails at rubyframon.com/subscribe. And then finally, if you have any questions or just want to say what's up, reach out to me on social media. My handle is at IamRuby. I love Instagram and Twitter. Yes, you can find me on Facebook, but I will reply quicker on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you check back on Monday. for a new episode of Today's Thought Leader, where my guest, Katie Patrick, is going to tell you how to save the world. And yes, this goes far beyond posting photos of you drinking from glass straws. Yep, I am calling you out. Thank you, Thought Leaders, and I will see you on Monday.